today's business that we have, it is a minor business. Just need to confirm the decisions that we have taken in the previous meeting, so that the board is adopted and the president is seated. The items that we have on the agenda, to welcome and apologies that have already done, especially the apologies which Mr. Saro assist us on. Then it will be the consideration of the agenda. Then confirmation of the set of minutes in the last meeting. Then it is the consideration of the report of the particular committee, and then now our meeting is finished. And the is there any apologies that we have
apologies received from Kilian, Honorable Kilian, and then Honorable Notrick, and also Honorable Bongo, former said I don't know whether he's a member, but he said he's not around Cape Town, so he won't be.
Thank you for those three apologies, but I think we must find a way of getting those Depot and Yami Boy. We must find a way of getting them. Do you mind just continuing looking for them? You can assist him to assist. That's how systems are that they are really delaying us. Right, and the agenda is in front of you. Is anyone that feels the agenda is right? Honorable sir?
I think this issue left by the
the letter. No, the letter is part of the resolution.
It's the part of the
report. Thank you. If you're looking for the adoption of the report, and then Honorable Ndi, are you agreeing with Honorable Esso on the agenda? No, it's fine. Honorable members, then that should take us to the set of minutes. The measure of whether there is any corruption on the minutes. The first page that deals with attendance, as well as the opening and the apologies. The African National. Okay, now we have a different copy. That's why I can't see. Okay, mine has been corrected long ago. Any other corrections there? None. Then the second page. None on the third page. And then the fourth page. Also none on the fifth page. Or page five, which is the last page. There's nothing. Then we just wait for the other two members to arrive, and then I'll put you back on yourself. Honorable members, then we can move to the report. The the report of the meeting that we held on the 13th or on the 15th. The 15th of December, yes. Yeah, the 15th of November, and so the report that we captured what we agreed on, and the job that we have now is just simply to confirm that that is exactly what has happened. And the report on the introduction there, under one is just simply to explain what the act says, and then it's followed by the reference that we have received from the speaker, from item number two, and then also the implication of Rule 214. So that actually indicates what we need to be doing. And all those aspects of content that's contained in Section 13 of the Public Utilities Act. We then have the letter that speaks to the issue of the EFF that has actually caused us not to be able to move. Then point number five, that we are speaking to the Section 11 as well, that is that actually made us to remove the Passing Utilities Act. Then Section B, honorable members, then talks to the reference themselves. Just a recapture of the reference and what we are expected to do and what is happened and what we are expected to do. Then you have the matter of that pertains to honorable Shivambo, then the matter relating to honorable Mahale. And then the Honorable Maimane issue, then Honorable Waters, then Mr. Howard of Oak Bay, then the matter relating to the former Minister Masovo. And the matter that relates to DNA Ethan on the issue around the arm, and then number eight, it was the issue relating to the Secretary of Parliament, and then number nine, there is the issue relating to Honorable Burns for having misrepresented in the House. And then the next one is for girls, and then friends to a member. Then you go to the 11th one that talks to the two DA members that present Imam Shaikh Imam in the House of Representatives from the podium. And then on speed, then just captures the process that we undertook. We met, we discussed, and then the matter that relates to the EFF, we got a positive outcome, they are filled, and then the Western Free Court has already given them the approval to appeal to SCA. That is where the matter is now. And then now it's relevant to speak to this, the next one is the bill on the amendment of Section 11, which at the time of the meeting, this bill was in the HOC. And maybe probably I can just at the moment just ask the Jenkins whether there is any development on that bill in the HOC.
Thank you, Chairperson. The bill is in fact with the Select Committee on Justice and Security. And they are dealing with it. I don't know what the plans are finalized, but it was not referred to an ad hoc committee. I think we were suspecting that, and that the membership issue of an ad hoc committee might be something that's holding them up, but it is in front of the NCOP and they are dealing with it through the Select Committee process.
No, it's, thank you. I'm hoping that that gentleman is still looking for Lucy. Can you just check this or whether you can get him? Okay, and then now we know that the bill is still with the NCOP, although we know that there was a rush to actually finalize the bill, so let's hope that it will be one of them. And then we discussed the matters, and then also we had some sort of a contribution from the speaker on how we should process that. It was not an instruction, but it was just an input for the speaker's office, which we considered, and then after that, then we proceeded with the cases. And then we postponed the meeting, then we held the meeting on the 15th, where we actually now dealt with the accounts, all of them, which then are appearing now under Section D on page 5 of the report. I need to read this because there are conclusions on the number. Number one, in the light of Mr. Shivambo's request to make a personal explanation in terms of the rules and his apology in the House on 4 November 2013 for showing the middle finger to the then Deputy President, Mr. C.M. Ramaphosa, the committee recommends that the matter be considered closed. Number two, the matters with regard to Mr. Maiman and Mr. Waters fell within the powers of the presiding officer and could have been dealt with at the time. The rules have since changed and the matter therefore should be considered closed. Number three, with regard to Ms. Marvis' matter, the committee acknowledged that it could have been dealt with by the disciplinary commission and it being in existence at the time. In light of Ms. Marvis' apology regarding her reference to the leader of the opposition as a bloody bastard, which the committee accepted and therefore the matter should be considered closed. In light of the home-based investment request that they be allowed to reserve their position with regard to any engagement with the committee, and since there has been nothing forthcoming from the company since then, the matter is regarded as obsolete. Number five, regarding the allegation of contempt of Parliament against the former Minister of State Security, Mr. M.D. Matobo, recommended that the committee should determine the process required to investigate and deal with the matter in terms of the schedule to the National Assembly. Number six, in light of Mr. Steenhuis's indication not to continue the matter regarding his complaint of breach of privilege against former President J.J. Zuma, and the fact that President Zuma was no longer president and therefore not bound by the rules, the matter should be considered closed. 7. Regarding the request from the Secretary of Parliament to have a response recorded in terms of Section 25 of the Act, the committee agreed that the request be granted, provided there is an agreement between it and the Secretary of Parliament on the nature of the statement. Then the nature of the statement that follows is the one that is signed and attached, signed by the Secretary of Parliament. And number 8, with regard to the allegations that Mr. Depp deliberately misled the House by denying when asked whether he had shown the middle finger to a member, the committee resolved that it is a matter of discipline and not of abuse of privilege or protection of Parliament. Number 9, similarly, regarding the allegations that Mr. Depp insulted and threatened to assault Mr. Tim Antash in the House, the committee resolved that it is a matter of discipline and not of abuse of privilege or contempt of Parliament. Number 10, regarding the allegation that Messrs. T.R. Majola and Chief Protesters prevented the S. Imam from returning to his seat after making a declaration, the committee resolved that it is a matter of discipline as well and not of abuse of privilege or contempt of Parliament. I think that is the resolution that has been agreed upon and recorded formally in the government. Is there anyone that has got a problem with this particular document as presented to yourself, honourable member?
Thank you, honourable chair. Just going back to page 5, item number 4. The one which involves an outside party, and this is the reason why I'm raising it. I would recommend that we actually write to OPEC and tell them that we regard the matter as closed, so that they don't come back at some later time after during the Sixth Parliament and say there was this matter, and particularly if we didn't set them a timeline to say if you do not come back to us by such a date, we'll regard the matter as closed. Let's formally finalize the matter, I suggest.
Thank you very much. In any way, if the report is agreed to here, then it will be ATC it goes into the House. When the House adopts the report, then it becomes the resolution of Parliament. And then the Speaker's office will then have the responsibility of communicating the resolutions in relation to individuals that are outside Parliament. Otherwise, the members will be aware because they will then be voting and inside the House for the same resolution. Honourable Chair?
Well, Chair, for clarity, when we received those notes from the Speaker's office, I think there was reference made to certain correspondence that Mr. Howell left the employee of Oakbay and that the company's director or CEO indicated that they were not pursuing it.
That's correct, yes. It's, after Mr. Howell left the company, we did write a letter from the committees to the company whether then they will be still proceeding with the challenge of Mr. Howell. Both that current CEO is the one that reserved his rights. That's the one that we received the letter from him. They say that they are reserving the rights, but they are not proceeding. And that is the basis of specific resolution. Welcome, Honorable Mandashi. And let's just recognize that you are definitely called into the meeting. Now, I'm putting the report to you, Honorable Member. Anyone then can to move for the adoption of the report? Honorable Young Boy.
Move
on. Thank you. Anyone
who supports? Thank you, Honorable Chair. I support Honorable Boyd that we adopt the report.
Thank you, then the report is duly adopted. Honorable members, can I see the set of minutes? Anyone that moves for the adoption of the set of minutes that we have set? Honorable Dadani agrees. Honorable Dadani agrees. Honorable Dadani seconded.
No,
on the minutes. Also, Honorable Nabi Boy seconded. So, thank you, Honorable members. I think that brings us to the end of this this meeting. Yes. Then the correspondence that came from Honorable Jidan, then because you have already agreed, that report, the report is the one that we need for this to be created. Is there anybody that moved for agreement to that? Honorable Nabi Boy? Honorable Chair is seconding the response of Honorable Didan. Thank you very much. And then the response then will be ACD, Honorable Member. In terms of our agreement, the meeting is adjourned.
Masawa is normally the volume of time and then the key or the other part, but then after 2 minutes. And therefore, the second question is the
first. The must be the ABC tomorrow. Speaker well. Hold you.